The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on the Kingery.
Alright, you body-stealing bastards. This time I won't let some jackass in a tie turn me away.
What are you doing here? Ain't you got no sense in your head?
Look, I realize that running away isn't the answer. I'm going to go to Mr. Arkell and tell him I'm sorry, I guess.
Someone's locked himself in his room and I need you to open the door.
Oh, all right, I'll be there in a few minutes to see what I can do.
God damn it, Shepard, say something already or I'll get Tommy and he... Oh, Jesus.
There's blood everywhere.
It's not my problem anymore, it's Tommy's.
I may be miserable, but at least I'm alive.
After a fashion, yeah. But it seems to me he's damn near killed the Julie I know.
Maybe you're right. I'll go to the boss.
I was hoping to find little Miss Tentacles here. But since she ain't, one alien or another, what do I care?
Please reconsider.
Shut up. Now get your ass up off the floor. The boss is getting his debt settled one way or the other.
You... killed me, you asshole! You fucking killed me!
That Tommy Arkell is gonna be awful busy.
What the hell? Jesus, who did these books? Some days this place is more trouble than it's worth. Yeah?
It's Julie, boss.
Come on in. Hey, Julie, take a seat. I'm glad you stopped by, actually. I wanted to talk to you about...
Jawbone.
I don't remember seeing telepathy on your resume.
I should have come to you sooner. I was just... scared, mostly.
What's been going on between you two?
Well... Jawbone, he... came to the maintenance office once and he... took me away.
What happened?
He told me not to tell anyone.
Jawbone also likes to stick forks in electric sockets for fun. What happened?
He said... just to say that he had some broken lights... and if I said anything else, he'd kill me. And I was just so scared, I didn't know what to do. I thought about coming to you, but I thought you'd be angry.
I am angry.
Oh, God!
With him, not you. What happened, Julie?
He was forcing me to... Oh, God. I mean, he was...
Just say it.
I can't. I can't!
Yes, you can.
He forced himself on me. He wouldn't stop. He just kept hitting me and pushing himself in, and...
Son of a fucking bitch! Why the hell would you do that, Darby? Why? There's a whole... fucking whorehouse full of women for him to fuck, and he has to force himself on...
That's just it, boss. He said those girls at Shenanigans, they were too easy. He liked the struggle. He said he liked it. He said he liked it feisty.
Feisty? I knew he was sick, but this goes beyond, even for him.
He said that none of the girls at Shenanigans were... real enough. They wanted the sex. They didn't put up enough of a fight.
Mother loving hell. Nephew or no, I swear to you, this will not stand. We have a code of conduct around here, and he violated it.
And you. I only wish you told me sooner. I could have put a stop to it. I could have dealt with him. I could have...
Oh, it's not your fault, boss.
I agreed to take him on, and that makes it my fault. My fucking sister. I never should have listened to her. I knew Jawbone was a fuck-up from day one. Look, you just sit tight. As long as you're in my office, he can't get to you. You understand?
What are you going to do?
The only equitable thing.
Hey, boss. Look what I got.
Indeed, look at what the cat has dragged in.
Oh, God.
Julie, what are you... Have a seat, squid face. What's going on here?
Well, you just saved me a lot of searching, Darby.
Oh, yeah? What were you looking for?
Do I really need to spell it out for you? Are you that fucking dim that you can't put two and two together?
Julie, you stupid bitch!
Don't you take one more fucking step towards her! Julie, get behind me, now.
Oh, God!
I will not stand here for this lechery. I have no business here. Your relation carried me here like some sort of requisition, saying my daughter was in your convoy.
Convoy? Employ.
Salaciousness.
One problem at a time.
Boss? The door was open and I... Oh, shit. Dad!
Tithia! I was worried neuralgic.
It's good to see you again, too.
We should go home. Your mother needs to know you're back.
Sit back down.
Yes, boss.
Close the door.
Hey, boss.
Oh, maybe we should close the door and knock first.
Shut up and get in here. Boss, we've got a problem.
You don't say.
There were bodies and blood and viscera. Is that the right word?
Yes. I am viscera to see you, Tithia.
Dad.
Tithia?
Mom!
What are you doing here?
I came back. I wanted to, you know, face up to what I did.
You walked out on the family.
I know we fought a lot, but you know I still love you.
Not me, the family. Do you know what this means? That's why I was trying to find you. I
was the one trying to decipher her location.
Well, someone still had to put bread on the table, and you were too stupid to even do your job as a wrench right. No offense, Hooks.
Well, actually, I...
You never cared about her as much as I did.
I wasn't the one drunk in a pile of whores.
How's that different from what you do every day?
Can't you two just quit already?
My God, Proc. Do you know what's going on here? Do you know what has to happen?
Our family is together again. That is the only thing of impotence.
It's like a touching family reunion or something.
Shut up, Darby. For the love of God, will someone close the door? Thank you. Leave it to a total stranger. Who the hell are you?
Roberts?
Betty?
Shut up! Every single one of you!
Excuse me?
You see this gun? It means we play by my rules. And I said, shut the fuck up! You stole my life. All of you. You all stole my life, and now I am dead.
Easy there, Tiger. You look pretty alive to me.
My body is dead. You know what I mean. Don't play lamsy with me.
Oh, so this is the body of Roberts. Wasn't that supposed to have been taken care of?
Yeah, boss. See, the thing of it is, I was really busy and...
Shut up! And drop your gun.
All right. I'm putting it down.
And you.
Get that gun out of my face.
This is all your fault. My body is lying in a pool of blood on the floor in your whorehouse.
I had nothing to do with that. It was the preacher.
Shepard, he was the one fucking my body. You said he overdosed. What did you give him? How much did you give him? Me? Us? Whatever.
He brought his own stuff from outside, I swear.
You took my life from me, and now I'm going to take yours from you.
That won't bring your body back, Betty. It is Betty, right?
Yeah, I think... But, Vivian, the computer said that's what you called it. You stripped me of my body and renamed it Vivian and rented it out to the highest bidder.
I'm sorry about that, but that was not my call. And you might be interested to know why that happened.
What do you mean?
Put the gun down and we'll talk.
I'm the one making all the fucking demands here!
There's no need to yell. Darby here shot a cop.
What?
Roberts, I didn't shoot...
Not another word.
You see, Betty, Roberts had a med on for me. He was determined to take Shenanigans down. He was on a stakeout in the Rose body model. Things got out of hand. And Jawbone, moron that he is, shot him. I got the facts right, Debbie?
Yeah, boss.
SOL needed a new body model, and you were it, so... You were SOL. It's nothing personal. It's just business.
Yeah, well, I'm here to take care of my own business.
Hey, don't point that at me! I didn't do it!
Jawbone killed Roberts. Jawbone killed the Rose model. Jawbone was supposed to kill whoever got left in Roberts' old body. You.
Boss, what are you doing?
The only equitable thing.
This is too much. God, my head is pounding.
What Jawbone did... What you have done is unforgivable, Darby.
Julie! I'm sorry.
Fuck you.
You want payback, Betty? Do it.
I don't... Oh, God.
Do it!
You took my life. Damn you. To hell, you fucking bastard. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm gonna be sick. Being so bloody. Why would I remember killing people? Who the hell am I? Oh, God.
This is Lieutenant Gray. We've got 5 shots fired inside Arkell's office. Roberts just left. I think he's turned. If he's working for Arkell now, we have serious problems. Go to Condition 2. I'm following Roberts on foot.
Julie, are you okay?
I feel a little woozy.
Here, sit down. No, not there. Too much blood everywhere. Sorry.
Here, take my chair, Julie.
Thanks, boss. No.
I think she passed out.
I've never seen... I mean...
You knew what you were getting into, kid.
Yeah, but I didn't... Not this! I just want respect and...
What? You were working for Mr. Arkell?
That's why we needed to find her and get...
Finish that sentence.
Get out of here. All of us.
I always liked your smarts, Debbie.
What is this skullduggery?
You walked out on the family, kid?
But I just needed some time to think. It all happened so fast, and
that's not the way it works. You need time off. You ask. You don't take. Things ain't how they used to be. The last time the families fought, people switched sides left and right trying to come out on top. It was decided then that abandonment was now one of the cardinal sins.
It all happened so fast. I just needed some time and...
You need time off. You ask. You don't take. You left without asking, and that means you walked out. And when someone walks out, restitution must be had.
Huh? No.
Some days I hate this life.
Boss. Tommy. No. Please. You can't.
I have to.
No, Tommy. Please don't. She's just a kid.
And she made a mistake. You know what happens.
No. It's not supposed to go like this. I never wanted this for her.
Whoa.
what happens if there's no restitution?
Families have rules. When those rules are broken, there are consequences. If there's no follow-through, you look weak to the other families. Perceived weakness leads to misplaced thoughts in their heads that they're better than us. And thoughts like that lead to...
war.
They'll swarm the Kingry. They will try to kill me, you, Julie, Asa, Hooks.
Oh.
Everyone. There's no other choice.
There has to be.
It is what it is.
She's my daughter. She's a wonderful child. She doesn't deserve this.
You're right.
I have to die. That's why Chaperone brought my dad here, isn't it? He was going to have to pay my price.
Someone has to. I'll make it painless. You have my word.
I don't want to.
Come here, baby.
Mom!
My friend.
Brock, what are you doing with Jawbone's gun?
I cannot let my daughter die.
You gonna shoot Mr. Arkell? You'll never get out of the Kingry alive. They'll hunt you down. And Devi and Tithia. And I am your boss. They'll hunt me down, too. Oh, no.
I am not shooting anyone. You are.
Me?
Take the gun.
Well, so why did you give this to me? I'm not shooting the boss.
No, you must shoot me.
What?
This is the only way. My life is in brambles. My wife dislikes me. My daughter is disappointed in me. But I can save them. I can save them both. And myself. I can do one last thing to help them.
This is insane. Stop it.
I have not been a very good parent. My job is to protect her. So once, at least for once, help me be a good father.
I can't. I can't do this.
I'd like the porridge to do it myself. I cannot. But you can. I know you can.
But I'm not courageous.
You are what you must be. You stood up to Jawbone and defended Julie. Please, do it for me. You said I could come to you if I needed you.
I didn't mean for this.
There is no one else. And there is no time. You must do it now before it is too late. Help me save Tithia.
No, Brock. Wait, stop.
What are you two yammering about back there?
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
I want to savor the moment. I love you.
Brock, I... This isn't the time.
Dad, can't you talk to the boss? Mom, there has to be something you can do. Please. Mr. Arkell, please. I'm sorry!
I know, sweetheart. I know.
You were my everything, Tithia.
Were? Dad?
Proceed.
What?
I can't!
Proceed!
No, don't!
Proceed!
Daddy! No!
Brock! I'm... sorry. I love you.
I know. No. Live well, Tithia.
No! No! Daddy! No!
Come here, honey.
No.
Shh.
No. It's over.
What have I done? Oh. Some job this turned out to be.
Welcome to the Kingry, kid.
The Kingry, Episode 12. The Only Equitable Thing. Featuring the voice talents of Pete Mylan as Tommy Arkell, Heather Frizzell as Julie, Chip Joel as Jawbone, James Rossi as Proc, Catherine Pride as Tithia, Lexi Rawl as Devi, Perry Whittle as Hooks, Andrew Eckhart as Roberts, and Alicia Lane Matheson as Madeline Gray. Written by Jeffrey Bridges. Story by Jeffrey Bridges with Susan Bridges, Macaulay Eaton, Teresa J. McGarry, and Seth Adam Scher. Original music composed by David Alexander McDonald. Directed by James Tyler. Assistant director Perry Whittle. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2008 Pendant Productions. The Kingery, created by Jeffrey Bridges, Susan Bridges, Macaulay Eaton, John Harden, and Teresa J. McGarry. Copyright 2008 Pendant Productions. For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.